Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome. It's Karen Nowicki, CEO and President of Phoenix Business Radio, and you can tell that I'm not in the studio today. We are out and about at a fabulous summit put on by the SciTech Institute on behalf of STEM and innovation, where we've gathered, oh my gosh, policymakers, legislators, educators, corporations, organizations, private and public, enterprise, you name it, everybody's here on behalf of furthering our workforce readiness as it relates to science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, and manufacturing. I know sometimes we replace that M with manufacturing. And for this particular segment, for the next 10 minutes or so, I'm going to be speaking with a couple of individuals that you really need to know. We have with us Captain Pete Lumen. Captain Pete.
Lumianski.
And I'm a Nowicki. I should have been able to manage that. Captain Pete, he is the director for the USS Phoenix Cold War Monument Foundation. Thank you for giving us a few moments of your time.
You're very welcome.
And with us as well is Dan Irving. I can say Irving.
There you go.
And Dan is the chair for the Arizona organization, the employer support of the Guard and Reserve. And if I'm not mistaken, you two hadn't met until today?
That's correct.
All right, so this will be a fun conversation. I think whoever created our schedule today may have had the two of you in mind for this segment. I would love for each of you to just introduce yourself, do a better job than I did, and tell us a little bit about the organization that you represent. Captain Pete, could you start for us?
Pete Lumianski. I'm a retired Navy captain. I was a helicopter pilot most of the time for 27 years. Then I lost all my hair and I had to become a civilian. So I worked in hotel and restaurant management business for about 10 years. And for the last 25 years, I've been working on a project to save parts of a submarine named after the city of Phoenix called the USS Phoenix, a nuclear-powered attack submarine, and save the parts and put the parts in a downtown city park. So it's been a very long wait for the Navy to cut the boat up. The city gave us a spot in Steele Indian School Park, and we now have the parts, and we're going to put them in the park as soon as we can raise $2.2 million.
All right. Well, let's help you do that. And so how are you going about that fundraising?
So we're coming to events just like this STEM event, which hosts many aeronautical and engineering type companies, and we're trying to interface with them and network with people that have some kind of connection to business that might help us out. But beyond that, obviously, we really support STEM programs, and we think that the submarine itself is one of the most quintessential STEM products that we've ever made. It's probably the most complicated machine we've made,
I would imagine. And I'm gonna be naive and ask you to tell us a little bit about why they named it the Phoenix.
Well, we built 62 submarines of this class in the Cold War. The Soviets had about 500 boats. We had about 300. They were bigger, faster, deeper, more lethal. So we built a class of 62 Los Angeles-class nuclear-powered attack submarines. The Phoenix was number 15. Of the 62. There's still 30 on active duty. The Phoenix got decommissioned early because we didn't have enough money to refuel it, and it sat in waterborne storage for 18 years while we were trying to get the Navy to cut it up and get the parts. So it actually was in waterborne storage 1 year longer than it was on active duty. So these 62 boats were all named after cities in the United States,
Okay. Except
for one. The USS Hyman Rickover, the father of the nuclear Navy.
Did you know that?
Wow, no, I didn't know that, but that's a great thing that they're doing. And I know they're getting ready to, you've got this, some of the parts right now, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
65 tons of parts.
Wow. And that's going to be a heck of a project to put it together and finish up the funding. So you're looking for private donors, corporate donors, you name it.
Correct.
Okay.
Doing events.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll see if we can help you with that. And Dan Irving, tell us a little bit about ESGR.
Sure. Our story is a little different. ESGR, Employer Support for the Guard and Reserve, is actually an agency under the Department of Defense. We were established in 1974 after the draft and Congress decided that they needed to have some protections for those that were going into the military as far as their civilian employment. So we're all volunteers. The SGR is comprised of volunteers. We have 62 volunteers in the state of Arizona. Every state has a committee. I'm the chairman for the Arizona committee. And we advocate for the employer and the Guard and Reserve member. And what we do is we go in and educate the employer. We want to try to, we seek to foster a culture where the employers support and encourage Guard and Reserve members to do their military commitment and support them. We also do some training on law that governs, you know, the employer and the service member. So we do that type of training too. But our service members today are not like they were 10 years ago or even 20 years ago. Today, 19, 20 years old, they're already getting STEM skills. They're already being trained those STEM skills. And so what we do is we educate the employers on that because there's such a gap between the employers and military these days. That gap's widening. So what we do is we do employer events where we go in and we usually bring a military leader in, let them give like a little overview, a mission brief and things like that. We explain to them what the military is about. We explain to them their vital role in our national security because they play a key role. Without their support, we wouldn't have people joining. So it's important because Guard and Reserve members, they make their living is done through their civilian employment. Mm-hmm. Okay? They train. They bring soft skills. They bring all that training that they receive, their skill trainings, technical training. They bring that all to the workforce. And so we educate the employers on that. And after we kind of do that, then what happens is they'll call us and say, how do we get in touch with some of these folks? Not to mention that a lot of them have security clearances. A lot of them they're drug free because they get random drug tested. They have to pass a physical fitness test. So they really got some really good things that they can bring to the workforce. And so we educate them on that. And then since we're not really in the employment business, the reality of it is after we talk to them and educate them, they want to hire them. So we have a collaboration with Arizona at Work here in Arizona. Perfect. It's part of the American Job Center. And Arizona at Work has 47 offices throughout the Arizona. And so we refer employers and service members to them, and they actually connect the employer with the service member.
And your military background?
My military background, yes. I have 38 years. I retired from the 161st here at Sky Harbor. My last 4 years, I was the state command chief for the state of Arizona. And I retired in 13.
I'm sitting with two impressive gentlemen.
So once upon a time, we went aboard the Phoenix when it was on active duty, and we would fly from Sky Harbor to Fort Lauderdale, go aboard the Phoenix, and then have a party that night, and then the next day take 50 more people, and then come back. And when we flew to Fort Lauderdale and flew back, we usually flew on a guard plane out of Sky Harbor.
So
it was incredible. It was quite an amazing. We took people just like you, Karen.
Yeah, and why would you do that?
Well, the mayor of Phoenix in 1988-89 was Terry Goddard, and Terry was a naval reservist.
That's right.
And he wanted to befriend the submarine named after the city, so he formed a committee, and I was one of the original people. And then we went back and forth to the Phoenix, and it usually was in Fort Lauderdale because that's where it did its training, which is a kind of a magnificent place to go. And so we had a lot of fun doing that, and we frequently did it in partnership with ESGR.
And Karen, we still do that today, to this day. We do what we call boss lifts, and it could be a Blackhawk, it could be a KC-135. It's a special program that we have. We take employers up so they can actually see and witness what their employees do when they're not working for them and they're doing their training or they're mobilized.
Smart.
We do tours. We do breakfast with the boss where we'll bring military leaders in, and then we do a presentation as well. And give them a little breakfast. So we have programs like that. We also have a program where service members in the Guard and Reserve and their spouses can recognize their employer for outstanding support. And they submit it online, and then we go and present the award To the employer. And it's usually a big event. We have a series of awards that we can give all the way up to the Secretary of State, or Secretary of Defense Freedom Award. And so that's a big honor for companies to go to D.C. for that one.
Pride and honor. Right when you said that, I was thinking pride and honor. That's what this conversation is all about. Preserving the legacy, helping to educate, keeping history alive, and making sure that we honor our service members.
I completely agree with you.
Completely.
In our case, we're doing a Cold War monument with the centerpiece being this submarine. And the connection between the submarine and winning the Cold War was quite
significant.
Direct.
Yeah.
We're trying to connect that to people so when they look at these parts, they understand the significance of them.
So we only have a couple minutes left for our segment. I'm curious, why the summit? Is this both of your first time here? Have you been at the summit last year?
No, this is my first time.
Okay.
And we do a lot of networking, and this is something that we do. And we thought there was a lot of educators here. There's some employers here. And anytime we can speak with employers or educators, we want to do that. And so we've made some very good connections. We also will go and speak to organizations about the Guard and Reserve and what they bring to the to the employer's place. So yeah, it was well worth it.
Sorry, I did not mean to do that. I didn't mean to cut you off. Wow, how'd that happen, Dan?
That's okay.
And it was like the shepherd's crook, and you're out. Yeah, no, sorry about that.
It's kind of like the Oscars.
No,
I just got the hook.
It's like the Oscars. I love it. Did you get to finish your point, Dan?
I think I did.
Thank you.
So far, it's been a successful day for us. We have one more presentation on stage two at 3:30.
Very good. All right. Thank you for being here. And Pete, why the summit for you?
Well, we have found that, first of all, the submarine is a great STEM example, and we support STEM because it's a very important thing for the whole country and certainly for Arizona, and so we have affiliated ourselves with STEM projects, and this is our third or fourth one that we participated in to raise awareness of our project and to make connections, just like Dan was mentioning. And this is a terrific place to do it. And the people running this are very amazing people.
They're top-notch, aren't they?
They're really top-notch. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's a combination of educators, scientists, researchers. It's an incredible group of people. As we go ahead and close up the segment, I would love for each of you to share where we can find out about your organizations. For folks listening, hopefully they'll want to help out in some way and get that beautiful monument up. Pete, start for us.
Well, the best way to look us up is online on our website. So it's www.ussphoenixmonument.org.
And Phoenix is spelled out.
Right.
Okay, great. Thank you for being
here
with us.
You're welcome. Thanks
for
having us.
On social media, too, or just the website?
Facebook, LinkedIn, and
okay.
Whatever.
Go
not
on.
Twitter.
Sure. I don't do Twitter either. I haven't quite figured it out. But everything else, well, I'll go out and make sure that I follow and see what we can do to help bring some businesses your way and
thank
get that,
you.
That financial support. And how about you, Dan?
They can get in touch with us on the website. It's www.esgr.mil. When you go on that site, there's a lot of resources on there, but you can also go up. There's a state page. If you click on the state page and click Arizona, it will give our leadership and our contact information so they can contact us here local.
And again, all volunteer.
All volunteer.
Wow.
We have one, let me just say this. We have one state full-time person who kind of does the administrative stuff for us. But yeah, it's all volunteer.
Yeah.
And so that was that. We also are on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can find us at AZESGR.
Excellent. Thank you both again for being here. I hope you enjoyed our quick round interview. And have a great rest of the afternoon. And enjoy your next session as you guys lead that out.
This
is Karen with Phoenix Business Radio X. My pleasure. Have a great afternoon.